It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How about this? Some breaking news. Welcome back to the Draft Show. Right before the start of the NFL Draft, we first heard it this morning here on WIP. Howard Eskin telling us the Eagles had broached a contract extension with A.J. Brown. Well, Elliot, it is done. Ian Rapoport reporting the Eagles and A.J. Brown have agreed on a new 3-year extension. And Elliot, the money is pretty significant.
Yeah, so a 3-year deal worth $96 million and $84 million, I believe, is the guarantee on this. So
ooh-wee.
He gets a ton of guaranteed money. Obviously, Devontae got his deal this offseason. A.J. was probably going to get a new deal next year. Clearly, they take care of that early, but you know, the receivers, the top two receivers are locked in for a long time on this.
All we gotta do is get a tight end. We'd be good to go. Cooking with gas.
So that's $32 million per year. So Devontae got 25. Amon-Ra St. Brown yesterday got what, 30 a year, right? 120. So AJ just reset the wide receiver market again.
It might be a good night to take a receiver unless you want to pay someone else $30 million in a year. But no, I mean, it's a smart move by the Eagles. We were here, Ike, 2 years ago on draft night. The draft wasn't going great. They take A.J. Brown, and it really turned this franchise around. I know Jalen is obviously an extremely important player, but this team became contenders when they got A.J. Brown. And in the playoffs, when they didn't have him, it was really ugly. So an expensive deal, a lot of money, but A.J. is a critical player, and it's money well spent.
Yeah, just another outstanding job by Howie Roseman and his team figuring out a way to keep talented players. I didn't think this was possible, but at the same time I said to myself, they got to figure out a way to make this work. You couldn't move on from the best player on your football team in A.J. Brown. And then when you draft a guy like Devontae Smith and he's developed the way that he's developed, you're looking at arguably the greatest duo of wide receivers in the history of this franchise. And the great thing about that is we're not going to have to wonder what they would have been like had they played the majority of their careers together. I think we're going to be okay. They're going to be here for the majority of their careers. So great job. Shout out to Howie and his team getting this job done. A.J. Brown is an Eagle. We can forget about all these rumors and all this other stuff that we've been speculating about as it pertains to A.J. A.J. is here. AJ's going to be here as he should be. Man, Eagles fans ought to be excited.
It's also important, I think, that in a year where Devontae's going to want the ball, AJ's going to want the ball, Saquon's going to want the ball, Dallas is going to want the ball, that all these guys have been paid now. AJ, from now, was going to be thinking about his contract. Something was going to have to happen next offseason, for better or worse. Now he knows he's locked into this team. I'm not saying they're not still going to want the ball, but it's a lot easier to care about your targets less when you have a ton of money as opposed to thinking your lack of production is going to cost you as a free agent or in your next contract. So It's Lurie's money, props him for spending it, but I do think this makes the locker room a happier place and less volatile.
What's your reaction, Hugh? 32 a year for A.J. Brown.
I like it, and I think everybody made some very valid points, but the one that kind of jumped out to me, man, is, you know, we always talked about during the course of the week, enough footballs to go around for everybody. They didn't throw it around on so much bread, it ain't going to really matter about who gets the rock.
I think that's,
that
yeah, it goes with Elliot's point. Yeah,
yeah, and that's the thing that jumps out to me because, you know, we were talking about how skinny Batman talked about how many catches he wanted to have this year and how he was in a contract year. They still paid him. So, yeah, everybody's happy. Let's go out and win a Super Bowl now.
So two things jump out to me. One, off your point, Ike, about maybe the greatest receiving duo in Eagles history. If they stay together, they could be the greatest duo we remember in NFL history. Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison was a great one.
Yeah.
Carter and Moss didn't play that long together because Carter was older when Moss. I mean,
Rice and Taylor was pretty good.
It was great. But I thought it was more carried by Jerry. Like, these two are
both. Lance Swan, John Stallworth.
Very good, but Bradshaw completed 50% of his passes. I'm just saying, if they stay together seven more years,
you're right.
They could have incredible numbers.
I agree.
The other thing that hits me is, to me, this
Duper
now.
Duper and Clayton was pretty good.
That was good. Now, the quarterback helped. But now I think this puts pressure on Jalen Hurts for them to win with Jalen and these two the next 3 years. In 3 years from now, the cap hits for Hurts, Devontae and AJ are going to be over $100 million per year. I'm telling you, like, they'll all be close to 30 or more million. Like, this puts the pressure that they got to get this done and win a Super Bowl before Hurts' number explodes. So
yeah.
It's good. They're all going to be here, but this is now. They got to do it now.
And you haven't even brought up the price tag of the offensive linemen.
I know.
I mean, it's three of these offensive linemen that are making $20 million a year.
Yeah, they got paid.
I actually think the most pressure goes on Hurts now because they actually have a team that is set up to have a cheaper quarterback than an expensive quarterback.
Yeah. So where I would disagree with you a little on that, Joe, is there was going to be pressure on Jalen no matter who his receivers
were.
Sure. So I do think he was already
entering. Well, if his receivers are Arthego Whiteside and Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, well,
Deontay Burnett.
Ask Carson how much pressure me and Joe put on him when those were his receivers.
A lot.
So, right?
That's the way this works.
But in terms of the salary cap, I agree. Their cap hits will go up. But the way they manage the cap, it would surprise me if Devontae and AJ ever have cap hits anywhere close to $30 million. Or frankly, even Jalen. They're so good at managing the cap, spreading money around. Jeffrey Lurie writes checks that I would be shocked if there's ever a year the four of us are sitting up here at the draft and we're talking about an issue with the salary cap and the salary cap hits. It's more about where they allocate their cash, in my opinion, than the percentage of the salary cap.
Which is why you got to continue to draft on the defensive
there
side
we
of
go.
The ball so that you have young defensive talent that you don't have to pay big money to.
Well, you know who did get
you
paid?
Got young defensive talent on rookie contracts that you don't have to worry about paying for the next 3 to 4 years.
You know who didn't get paid in all this influx of cash?
Oh,
Dallas Goedert.
I knew he was going to say that, yeah.
Dallas Goedert
didn't
get paid.
Well, they might draft his replacement this draft.
Yeah,
I don't
saying.
Think the first round, but
I'm just saying.
I mean, second or
saying.
Third round, they're probably going to draft his replacement.
This is
Dallas
actually,
Goedert ain't getting no check.
Yeah. It's actually more reason to draft an offensive guard. I feel even stronger about that because if you're going to put so much money in skill position players, they have to be able to block for Jalen to get the ball to those players. So, again, with the money you're putting on offense, you have to find a cheap, relatively so, starting offensive guard. The draft is the place to do that.
So with all the money on offense, all the draft picks on offense, they're going to call Ike and Hugh and ask them to get the snaps this year. I mean, at some point, they're going to call these guys.
I'm a lot cheaper, but
hey,
I'll go out there.
Yeah.
My price tag too high.
I was going to say,
for what I got to go through to get ready.
Hugh hey, was you. Throwing around money earlier. I think Hugh's doing
Listen, one hit, I'm injured, and I still get paid. That's all that matters.
I just want to get that one more crude season.
All right, everyone. The draft show continues. The draft starts next. Glenn Macnow going to hop up here. You guys have a great night. Glenn up next with these guys on the panel. The draft up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I like to get the
good evening, everybody. Welcome back. WIP's coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft from Lincoln Financial Field, along with the great Ike Reese, the great Hugh Douglas, and the great Elliot Shore Parks. I'm Glenn Macnow. We will be here through the Eagles pick tonight, whatever that may be. And, gentlemen, I guess very shortly before I came on the air, there was breaking news, huge news, as the Eagles agreed to a contract with A.J. Brown. Either my phone is showing crazy numbers or this is correct. 3 years, $96 million, I grease.
Woo!
$84 million guaranteed, the largest contract for any wide receiver in the history of the NFL. Your thoughts?
Yeah, just another awesome job by Howie Roseman and his team. I mean, the talent is unquestionable. I think the guy's the best player on the football team, quite frankly. That's just how good A.J. Brown is. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing I love about where A.J. Brown is at in his career. He is, I believe, a year older than DeVonta Smith.
27.
Yeah, so he's not that. In other words, it's not like he's 3 or 4 years older than DeVonta Smith. They're going to be able to play together for the next 5 years, and they'll go down, if they're not already, as the greatest receiving tandem here ever. But now you're talking about the potential of being one of the best tandems in the history of the league.
Absolutely. There is that chance.
Yeah, with the way the passing game is in today's game, man, this is basically saying, Jalen.
Yeah.
It's all there for you.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more talent can they put on the offensive side of the ball? Not only that, they've locked up all the young talent on that side of the ball for the next 4 years.
It's also one less distraction for next year. I think next year is going to be a high, high pressure situation for Nick Sirianni, for Jalen. The team's coming off a bad year. They really need, you know, as few distractions as possible. We've talked on this station, you know, is A.J. going to be here beyond this year? Would they trade A.J.? Does A.J. want to be here? That's all gone now. You know A.J. is going to be here. If he gets mad next year, week two or whatever, this is not, well, he's gone next year. You know he is fully committed to being with the Eagles, and the Eagles are fully committed to having him here. So outside of just signing a great player, to what Ike said, this does ease one distraction away that might have been there otherwise.
Yes, it ends the nonsense discussion of them drafting a wide receiver tonight, which is I'm glad to hear. That's a good thing.